Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda have risen. Saha Udita.
Saha Udito.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda have simultaneously arisen. On the horizon of Gaura to dissipate the darkness of ignorance, which is very strong in Kali Yuga especially. Prabhupada wanted his disciples to come to Mayapur at Gaura Purnima. He even wrote in his books that all Chaitanya Charitamrita in a purport that the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement should come to Mayapur at Gaura Purnima. He wanted them to come together, sing and dance, bathe in the Ganga, and become purified with the idea that for preaching and mixing up with materialistic people throughout the year, there is some contamination will be there by association, but forgetting everything of the material world, coming here, singing together, chanting together, remembering Lord Chaitanya together, can become purified and inspired and go back to preach. So I was seeing how most of the devotees here are engaged in book distribution, book production, preaching. Prabhupada put so much emphasis on, in his own life, on writing his books. Even though he had so many duties, he always put aside time for writing his books. He had a big worldwide movement to oversee, and so many places to visit, so many devotees to speak to, so many devotees anxious to see him, but he took time every night to, not time, he took several hours every night to translate his books. He puts so much emphasis on his books. When Dhanavir Maharaj at that time, Dhanavir Dhanacharya, I think he was, he asked Prabhupada about the Bhakta program. He was in London. He was asking Prabhupada about giving extra classes. And Prabhupada said, yes, you can give extra classes, but they should all be on the basis of my books. That's interesting, isn't it? Prabhupada said, my books will be the law books for the next 10,000 years. Now, that doesn't mean that no other books should be read. Because Prabhupada himself, in his books, writes that we should consult other books, we should read other books. And he also wanted his disciples to write books. In fact, he told them to. He gave some detailed instructions to certain devotees on what to write. And he had books published by the PPT, by books by his disciples. From the very beginning of the movement, when the devotees were, I mean, maybe they didn't even know the word devotee, I'm not sure, but no, devotee the word they must have used, but still, most devotees were dressing in kami clothes. As I was saying in the seminar the other day, that Prabhupada's first woman disciple, she used to come in the summer to paint. Prabhupada had given the job to paint pictures, and she used to come in her shorts and t-shirt. And Prabhupada one day told her to wear something more demure. So maybe some of the pictures that we have in the books, they were painted by her in not very, when she was not in very chaste clothing. You know, I'm just pointing out that the devotees at that time were very new and really didn't know very much about Krishna consciousness, either philosophy or culture. But Prabhupada had them start Bhakti Godhead magazine. He wanted principally that they would write for it. He was encouraging them that you develop writing. Prabhupada said that writing and speaking are the best ways to remember Krishna, because then you are forced. Of course, for great devotees, they always remember Krishna. Not everyone has that propensity so much either. But books, so much important. I was reading a few days ago, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was talking about kirtan. Usually when he spoke of kirtan, he meant speaking about Krishna. He was giving a definition of kirtan, and he was saying that the devotees who are working the press, they are engaged in kirtan. He described all the different activities within the mat. And he said, the devotees who are working the press, they're doing kirtan. Devotees who are organizing festivals, they're doing kirtan. Because all the activities are meant for kirtan. All the activities are meant for glorifying Krishna. All the activities are meant for preaching Krishna consciousness. So it's all kirtan. But he also mentioned that what is being spoken is also being recorded. In those days, they recorded by shorthand writing. Had to write quickly as it was coming, and then later fluffed out into longhand again. So some devotees are recording it so that future generations can also take advantage of what is being said. Because especially Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, every time he spoke, and he spoke a lot, he was a flowing river of Harikatha, always talking about Krishna, non-stop. So every time he spoke, so many amazing realizations of Krishna consciousness came from his transcendental mouth. So that was being recorded. Unfortunately, the vast majority of which was taken down was, they didn't have time to put it all into longhand and print all so much of it, and the great majority of it was lost. Some say deliberately destroyed, which is quite possible. Anyway, the idea is that kirtan is unlimited. Kirtan is this definition of kirtan, this is speaking Harikatha is kirtan. That means that what is going on, just like when Prabhupada was writing his books, he said that Krishna is speaking to me. He's dictating to me, and I'm saying. So it means that the news from the transcendental world is being communicated to this plane. Actually, the transcendental sound, that never touches, that never really has contact with the mundane plane. Just like Krishna comes to this world, but he's never part of this world. Etad ishanam ishasya prakriti sthopi tad gunai nayujyate sadatma sthayar. Krishna he comes to this world, but he's not affected by that is the very definition of his godliness or his godness. He comes to this world, he's not affected, he is always as he is, situated within himself. He doesn't partake of anything of this material world. So you may say, well, Krishna was eating. Even now we see Krishna eating. Food is offered to Krishna that is made from rice, dal, all the different things, but that is not material, because the transcendental never comes down to the mundane plane, but the transcendental has the power to lift the mundane up to its own plane. So actually, this Harikatha Kirtan, the effect is that anyone who hears it, they become transcendentalized, because it's not possible to perceive it through mundane senses. The mundane ear cannot hear kirtan. So the effect of that kirtan is that it purifies, and to the extent that we consciously listen to that kirtan, we hear the transcendental sounds, that hearing, the propensity to hear, springs from the heart or the consciousness that is sevanmukh, that is desirous of service. This, the symptom or the overwhelming characteristic of the conditioned soul, the very condition by which he becomes conditioned, is his lack of desire to serve Krishna, or rather his positive, or should we say negative, but or his affirmation of his dislike of service to Krishna. So purification means to come from the position of being bahirmukh, inimical to Krishna, and becoming sevanmukh, desirous to serve him. So as much as one develops this seva vritti, consciousness of service, then that much the transcendental sound can penetrate the ear and the heart. Otherwise, if we do not allow that sound to penetrate our ears, then there another, instead of being pierced by the transcendental sound, then we'll be pierced by the trident of Durga Devi. Trident, I mean three. So that means adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik. These are the three prongs of the trident of Durga Devi, or three time periods, past, present and future. It goes on and on and on. So tritap, three kinds of miseries the conditioned soul suffers, because we do not want to serve Krishna. So this hearing Harikatha, Golokvani, the sound, it's not a material sound. It comes directly from the spiritual world, and those who are desirous to serve Krishna, they will welcome that sound. They will like to hear that sound. They'll welcome that sound into their heart. But those who are materialistic, they will not like to hear Krishna Katha. They will not like to hear Kirtan. They may become upset at that. So this just shows how Harikatha is not of this world. It is transcendental, because materialistic people have no taste for that. They have no desire to hear that. So the devotees who are preaching Harikatha, who are distributing these transcendental sounds in the form of writing, they are engaged in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to this world as the most magnificent, or he is the most munificent avatar And he remains in this world in the form of Gaura Katha, Gaura Kirta. Specifically, the pranam mantras to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur includes Namaste Gauravani Srimurti Dinataina. He is Gauravani. We would say in English non-different. He is Gauravani Murti. He is, or the personification, we would say. The personification, if you say that, it suggests that Gauravani is something which has taken a personal form, but rather he is Gauravani. It's like we find everything in spiritual existence, everything is a personality, just like all the rivers are persons, for instance. Even in this material world, all the Kali, the personality of Kali Yoga, he is a person. All the elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, they're elements, they're also persons. So in the same way, Gauravani is a person, that is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that may be said of any bona fide representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're non-different from him, particularly in the sense of Vani Prachar, preaching his message. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing on the Gaur Purnima, Falguni Purnima, which is, or who is, just present now. Purnima is also a person. Name Raka. No, his wife's name is Raka. He's Rakesh. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. We've been waiting for him to appear. Devotees in Navadvip are very anxiously waiting for him to appear. These last few days we've been hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he has appeared. Now we have to again disperse to preach his message. Take this message, take these books. Wherever you are, take these books, distribute, serve the Vani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The preaching message of ISKCON, or the purpose of ISKCON, is many purposes, but particularly to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in service to Srila Prabhupada. Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharini. Prabhupada is glorified for his preaching of the message of Gauravani. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Gauravani, and Prabhupada is preaching that Gauravani. So in this way they're non-different. Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivedanta, they're non-different. So we can be the servants of this Gauravani by taking it door to door, house to house, and most importantly, taking it into our own hearts, so that our heart should be non-different from the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Sada Hridaya Khandare Spuratu Vashachinandana. May Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always shine resplendently within the cores of our hearts. That may be by regularly studying the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and attempting to serve those teachings by practicing in them in our lives and preaching them to others. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your enthusiasm in calling me here to speak to you. Now you may go and break the fast which you've been observing today. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?
Not related to the class.
Anything related to the class? Someone else put their hand up? Related to the class? Yeah, please.
How to work sincerely?
Sincerely means without any extraneous desires. That's the definition. How to? That's up to you. That part I can't do for you. Huh?
How to develop the desire to do work sincerely?
Well, you must have it, otherwise you wouldn't be asking, isn't it? Yeah, then Bharat?
Breaking fast now, should we do it Ekadashi Prasad or with Grahams?
Generally, yeah, with Anukalpa. They won't serve here. You won't find anywhere it's being served grains now. So where's the question anyway? Unless you have something.
Generally the fast are broken with grains.
No, you can if you like, but I don't recommend it after fasting all day. Unless you have a digestion like Bhim Sen or something. Better take lighter food. I took a whole bunch of bale juice, that's prasadam. That's better for